The tree rings for city growth are gorgeous, Cody. And annoyingly, they make me care about urban change before I've even read the labels.
That's the whole trick, though. The dispatch is quietly arguing that a visualization's form is part of its reasoning, not a decorative shell glued onto a data set.
Yeah, this one jumps from Georgia Loopy's library installation to Nadia Bremer's Growing Cities project, then into eclipse maps and low water reporting. It's a pretty persuasive little collage of different jobs a chart can do.
Right.
Also, my week has been a lot of tabs pretending to be research. So a dispatch that just says, "Look at these careful things people made," felt weirdly restorative.
That is not research avoidance. That's visual literature review with better colors.
Exactly. We've somehow made episode 883 into a defense of staring at charts.
A noble use of the machinery, clearly. Bremer's piece is the most interesting technical example here. She worked with EPFL's Urbez lab and rendered the evolution of 13 Chinese cities as radial growth, like tree rings or bacterial spread. A radial encoding gives time a physical feeling of accumulation. You can see expansion as something that leaves a trace, rather than a sequence of disconnected annual snapshots.
Mm-hmm.
But I'd hold the bacteria analogy loosely. Cities don't grow through one clean outward mechanism. Boundaries shift, development jumps over empty space, policy changes the shape. The visual is honest if it's an invitation to inspect the history, not a claim that urbanization literally behaves like biology.
That caveat actually makes me more. The product value isn't, now planners can make zoning decisions from a lovely circle. It's that someone who would never open a spreadsheet gets a durable mental model, then maybe asks a sharper question about why one city's rings change differently from another's.
Sure.
And Loopy's SUNY Binghamton library installation is another version of that. It's data-driven and interactive, but it lives on a wall, in a shared place. That changes the relationship. It's less dashboard, more institutional memory with a pulse.
I see it. Though, this is where I become the boring person at the table. An installation can earn attention through atmosphere, but it still needs legible provenance somewhere nearby. What was measured, over what period, who made the choices? Otherwise, the visual language gets to borrow the authority of data without offering its receipts.
Come on, Cody. You can't demand a tooltip from a wall.
I absolutely can. A plaque is just a tooltip that gave up on hover.
That is such a bleak little interface requirement.
I'm right, though.
You are. And it's the same split we keep finding. The visible layer gets people in the room, then the boring layer has to support the claim. We've been saying the interesting work is one layer below the recommendation for months. Apparently that applies to beautiful walls, too.
Unfortunately, yes. The eclipse coverage shows the other end of the spectrum. El País used satellite imagery for the event, then published a Spain visibility map organized by place and hour. That map has a real decision attached to it, where the eclipse can be seen and when. The dispatch also notes reporting that tracked effects like an electricity consumption drop and searches for eye pain. That's a useful move from spectacle towards measurable consequences.
Right, right. That's who should care about this collection, honestly. Teams making something people need under a deadline, not only people making gallery work. A visibility map is a public service interface. The question isn't whether it looks sophisticated. It's whether timing, location, and uncertainty are clear enough that somebody can act without decoding a graduate thesis.
And maps can fail exactly there. Smooth gradients and polished animation can imply accuracy the underlying data doesn't have. I don't know enough about El País's inputs to audit that map, so I'm not calling it out. I'm just saying the visual grammar needs to match the measurement resolution.
Fair. You found the error bars in an eclipse.
I find error bars in everything. It's not a personality. It's a rendering bug.
Okay, that one stays. I like that the dispatch doesn't crown one chart type as the winner. It puts an expressive city history piece beside practical reporting on water levels and heat, and lets the contrast do the work. Different stakes, different visual contracts.
Yeah, the only overreach would be treating a curated set of great examples as proof that visual novelty always improves understanding. It doesn't. But it does show that restraint and imagination aren't opposites. The right form can make evidence easier to enter, provided the underlying structure is there when someone looks closer.
That's enough chart staring for one Tuesday, Cody. Go make your plaque tubes before I turn it into a feature request.